إن الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، إخوة الإسلام، كثر الكلام والسؤال في قضية القضاء والقدر أو القضاء والقدر، وكثر السؤال هل الإنسان مسير أم مخير، وهذه قضية جدلية من قديم الزمان حتى عصرنا هذا. Brothers and sisters, I just mentioned in a few words in Arabic that many people asking, and some of them came to ask me about al-qada wal-qadar. Al-qada wal-qadar, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote about you, it will be happening. If you accept it or not accept it, that is qada wa qadar. The other question is, هل الإنسان مخير أم مسير? Is that human beings have got the choice or has been forced to do something? Because if it is wrought on you, that means you forced for it. And that argument is not new, it's not today, it's not last week, even at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like you, not you, I mean you, but some of you asking a very simple question. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote about us to do something, why he opened a camel? Why he asked me why I did, why not? Simple question. And many people think that it is a question to be questioned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you wrote that for us, why you come account for me? Why you asking me? Why you put me in fire hell? I done nothing. I done what you wrote to me. This is the argument. But let us start the story from the beginning. In the old days, at the time, even few years after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq. Ja'far al-Sadiq is the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person, or a few people, came to him, oh, Imam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for us everything, why he opened account to us? Why he asking us? Why he make fire hell and the paradise? And paradise for good people and fire hell for bad people. We have no choice. Allah wants us to do so and so, we do it, we've done it. Why is the account to be open? Listen for what Al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said and put it clearly in your ears and let it to come down to your heart. Don't let it to come from this ear and to go from the other one. Listen, understand, think, and that one a very simple way. I'm not going to say it in a difficult way, in a very simple way. An Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I told you before when you hear this, the Prophet Muhammad mentioned, all of you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The grandson, grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Imam said,
الله تعالى أراد بنا أشياء. الله سبحانه وتعالى wants something to us. He prepared something to us. He doing something to us. وأراد منا أشياء, and he wants from us something. That means two categories. One, he wants it to us, and one, he wants to us to do it. Al-Imam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala akhfa ma arada bina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make what for us is hidden. Hidden, nobody knows. Nobody, no messenger, no prophet, no person, no Adam, no malaika, no. Nobody. He hides it. Only him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows about it. And he wants something for us, and that will make it clear. So two things. Something to us, he hides it. And something he wants from us, and he makes it very clear. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide from us? Hide from us when he wants. Did anybody can say that he knows that he will born in such a day, in such a year, in such a month? No. Any one of you knows that he's going to die in such a day, or a such time, or a such month, or any information about it? No. Your risk. Did anybody of you, when you are young, at the 5 years old, know that you will be rich when you are the old, or you will be poor when you are old? No. More than that. Look for yourself. You created with a special color. White, brown, yellow, Chinese, American, Egyptian, tall, short, fat, thin, blue eyes, black eyes. Have you got any choice? Have you chosen this one for yourself? Or have been chosen to you? Have been chosen to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you? And he knows about you. Allah ya'lamu ma fil arham. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the womb of the lady before delivering, before the labor. Someone said, no, we have the scan now. The lady can go to the scan and you will know boy or girl. No, it's not that. It's not what meant in the ayah. It meant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know everything about you from the birth until death. How is your life? How will you be successful? How are you going to marry? How are you going to have a children? Good boys or good girls? Or bad boys or bad girls? Your life, it will be happiness or will be sadness. That is what means. The scan cannot tell you that this man will be happy or this boy will be happy. No. The maximum they can say is maybe this boy is handicapped or disabled. This boy, this one is boy. This one is a girl. Few things. And never to reach more than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hides what he wants for us, and he declares what he wants from us. Unfortunately, we argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about he wants from us. And we forgot what he done to us. That means to argue about something which you shouldn't argue at all. All the things which you have no control yourself about it, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done, and you have no control about it. Your heart is a pump. Little pump. The doctor can tell you, it's a little muscle. blood pump, taking the blood for all the body and distribute it to the other continuously, non-stop. Non-stop. Since you're born until you die. And the people will say that you died when this bomb stopped. Did you make this point? You bought it from a manufacturer. Have you chosen beautiful one or not good one? Have you done anything to make this bomb working in order? Surely not. And even if someone got a heart attack or something, rush to the hospital for intensive care just to look inside and see if there is something they can do or treat or something like that. If they can treat, they treat, alhamdulillah. This is again by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your kidney. Your kidney, how it works. How can take the water from the body and deliver it out? Your liver, who keep everything inside. Without the kidney, without the liver, you cannot live. I'm just to choose few things, which surely everyone, Muslim or not Muslim, kafir or mu'min, will accept it. He said, no, I have no control at all about these things. I never created, I never done it. I never go this. I never think about it. I never choose it. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to us and be hidden from us everything. Hidden when your heart will stop. And the if I'd like to finish this one, maybe take hours talk about what He created to us or what He done to us and be hidden for us. But what He wants from us. Another list. He make a list for us. We are Muslim. Aren't we? What you should say? La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Who said la ilaha illallah? Muhammad Rasulullah. But it's not only that. There is a list of duties. You have to do it. You have to pray. You have to get the car. You have to get sadaqah. You have to make sawm. You have to make hajj if you are able. You have to be a truthful. Never backbite for others. Not steal money. Not to be corrupted. That's of something He wanted to know and wants us to do it. He makes it very clear. It's not hiding. And to make it very clear, He gave us a brain to think about it. He gave us a mouth with a lip and tongue to be able to talk. He gave us ears to hear. He gave us eyes to see. And if you have this thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it to you, then give you the choice. He told me, that's right, that's left. That right to go to paradise, left to go to fire hell, or as it is now. Right is green light. Left is a red light. If you go to the green, you are safe. If you go to the red, you are in trouble. Like the traffic light. So life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something from up, and we should follow and follow it in a good way. But someone can ask, I'm young. Do you think Allah will open account for me? He said, no. Someone mad. He lost his mind. He's staying in a hospital. He doesn't know what to do. Allah will open account for us? No. No. He can do anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rafa anhu al-takleef. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the takleef for us as all Muslims has been given up. Al-na'im hatta yastayqidh, the one who's sleeping until you sleep. When you are sleeping, do whatever you like. Dream about anything. Maybe you dream steal money, maybe you dream you kill someone. one you may be that you have committed, other three, anything. It will not be count. It will not be count. Because you have no power, no irada, no desire, no motive. You have nothing. The young one, up to the age 14, 15, 16, until he became valid, he knows what he's doing. Before that, no account open. Paradise. If he arrived at the age of 11, 10, 1 month, paradise. Abroad. After that, the account is open. The choice is yours. Now you are able, I give you a brain, think about it. That is the right, that is the wrong. I told you in advance, that one takes you this way, that one to take this way. That one to go to the masjid, the mosque to go for the prayer, and that one road to go to the pub and drink wine. Very simple. If you go this way, your choice. If you go this way, that's your choice. And who takes you? Your leg. Your leg never says you no. It will always say to you, yes, sir. You're going to the mosque, your leg takes you to the mosque, the leg says, yes, sir, I go with you to the mosque. Or I take you to the mosque and the carriage. Or your leg sitting here, I would like to go to the bus to drink. The leg will say, yes, sir, I'm going to take you. Never disobey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you all these things, and the choice is yours. The choice is yours is to look for a woman by your eyes. It is a choice of yours to hear something, suppose not to hear it. Many things. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, أمتي الخطر والنسيان وما أفتكره عليه. What does that mean? That's in Arabic, I say it in English. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not open account or to make account for someone, he makes something by mistake. Or he forgot. Or someone forced him to do something. For example, you are fasting, and when you go home, you open the fridge and think, oh, I'm fast. That's okay, you're fasting, it's valid, no problem. I will not say anything about that one. Al-Khata, when you do something, you don't mean it. You make a damage for the car of your neighbor, you don't mean it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you can repair the car for the person, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider that you are a bad man or whatever you are. Number three, mastukrihu alayhi, when someone forced you to do something. If someone comes with a gun and says to you, I would like to have your wife, divorce her now, otherwise I will kill you. Yes, you can say yes, I divorced my wife. But Allah will consider it as a divorce. No. No. Someone comes to you and telling you are a Muslim. If you're not going to leave Islam and to be Christian or Jews or whatever, I will kill you. No, I'm Christian. I'm Jewish. I'm anything you want. Allah will not open account. They will not consider you kafir. Because your secret has been forced for. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummati al-khata wa nisyan wa mastakruhu alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he creates us with a brain to think about it and to make use of it in our life. And now it will be that choice is yours. Now the argument which we started, the person who has been forced to do something, or the choice is him. As a matter of fact, for all of you, the choice is given to you because Allah gave you the mind, the brain, send for you a messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give you a holy book, let Ustaz to teach you or to know, or you come to the hospital, so the choice is yours. When you do something right, you know that's right. When you do something wrong, it is wrong, and you know that's wrong. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، إخوة الإسلام، the way to paradise is one way. Obey Allah. Do what he asks you. He gives you a list, follow it. The road to fire hell, it is well known. Disobey Allah, then say, do what he told you not to do. The road to paradise, it's free. Free, no payment, no ticket. Come to the mosque, Mr. Farik not putting a ticket. Pay £5, I let you in. No, go, no. The mosque is open for everybody. Any. But the box is not open for everybody. So when you go there, you have to pay £5 to have a pint of beer or to have a nice drink or blah, 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 blah. You have to pay. To drink, you will pay. And after you drink, you'll go to find help. So which one costs? Paradise costs you nothing except saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Fire hell, many things, adultery, stealing, corruption, many, many things, and that is lead to fire hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying one word. I would like you to think about, as I told you, think about, don't let the things go out of your ear. Let it come to your heart. Allah khalaqa al-samawat wa ard. Allah created the earth and the earth. وَخَلَقَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Allah created the darkness, blur, and the light. Why is that? What is the wisdom from that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خَلَقَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Yes, الظُّلُمَاتِ darkness. Many ways to take you to the darkness. All of the say the innocent is for drinking, cheating, lying, all the bad things in life. Not outside the list which Allah told us to do it. It will go you to the left and take you to fire. That is Umar. So the road for darkness is not one road. It is many. But is the road for paradise, for the nur, it is one. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the nur in single and used the darkness in plural. We should understand. We should read the Quran with understanding. Those who say, well, no, we cannot read Arabic. No, I'm asking you, what is the fear? Read it and look for it and understand it. And that one help you a lot during your life. Ibn Ata'a Allah al-Sakandari said something very beautiful. Ibn Ata'a Allah al-Sakandari, that's from Egypt, from Alexandria. He said one thing. عَجِبْتُ انْشِغَالِ النَّاسِ بِمَا هُوَ مَضْمُونُ لَهُمْ وَانْصِرَافُهُمْ عَمَّا مَطْلُوبٌ مِنْهُمْ. I wonder the people make themselves busy and they're doing a very huge effort for something granted for them. And you can't do anything. Granted. And you left. What Allah asking you to do? And the most of the women think like, Allah granted for you risk, Allah granted for your life, Allah granted this and that. Granted for you. You will find it. You'll never die before you take the money which Allah make it to you, or the risk make it to you, or the food which allocated to you. Never die before finish it. But unfortunately, the people are fighting to be a director, to be fight this one, to kill this one, and a country to attack another country, and all the problems we see. We fight for this one. We do a lot of effort. But the thing is, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala asking you to do it. We're not doing it.
fact, the topic needs to be taken or to be pointed in a very clear and very detailed, but because the time is running from us, I prefer to stop now here and inshallah maybe to complete it for the coming Jumu'ah inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه من إذاعة فأمنه. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى، نسألك العفو والعفاف، نسألك المغفرة والرحمة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم بارك لنا في أولادنا وأرزاقنا وأسماعنا وأبصارنا ما أحيتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا، اللهم من كان منهم حيا فمتعه بالصحة والعافية، ومن كان منهم ميتا فارحمه رحمة واسعة من عندك يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم بارك في هذا الجمع الكريم، اللهم أعطيهم سؤلهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم اغفر لكل من حضر هذه الصلاة يا رب العالمين، اللهم وفقهم إلى هدايتك يا رب العالمين، اللهم اجعلهم من عبادك الصالحين يا أكرم الأكرمين، إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة يدير، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم ارزقنا القرآن وتلاوته، اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء همنا وحزننا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان وحين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Before I leave my place, I would like to tell you that Brother Mahmoud Prime, the one who have a charity dealing with charity, he's dealing with the